Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is from Nehemiah chapter 8. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. And all the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read from it, facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And as he opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense, so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way. Eat the fat, drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be quiet, for this day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great rejoicing, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is the commemoration of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. If I directed the worship, I'd like to see it celebrated as a great feast. On this day, the Lutheran princes stood their ground. They brought the confession that was drawn together by Melanchthon in accord with Luther's teaching. And like Nehemiah and Ezra, so the theologians and the princes stood in agreement to see that the Word of God would be restored and upheld. And not only the professionals that day. The confession was read in the common language so that everybody could understand it. All three estates in Augsburg were gathered in agreement, at least among the Lutherans. Publicly, honorably, and officially, and in good faith, before the Holy Roman Emperor and the papal representatives, they presented the true teaching that we still hold and confess today. They did it not as activists or as church wreckers or as entrepreneurs setting out for a new church, but they did it as real Christians with sincere desire to reform the Church of God and to unite it around the testimony of God that is in the Holy Scriptures. Now, whoever chose today's Old Testament reading was merciful to omit two verses. They're two lists of Hebrew names of all the men that stood firm that day. It's a mouthful. I'd take that, I suppose, as a sign that names and dates aren't important, and neither is history, except, of course, the Bible did include them. So maybe it would have been worth the struggle. Nevertheless, the greatness of those men, whether it's the ones that were 1,500 years ago or 2,500 years ago, their greatness is what they held up in common, the Word of God. Men come and go, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. And that is what we truly wish to remember on this day. There have been times when the Church of God, before and after Christ's incarnation, have put men above His Word. And it could happen again. When the Word did not endure, as impossible as that would seem, I mean to say, when we forgot it. When the institution of God became merely the institution of men, or at least was severely hijacked and hobbled by the thoughts and the purposes of this world. Nehemiah and Ezra with their companions stood for the Word of God that day, as did the princes at Augsburg. But our reading today says that there were more people that day who cared about it. They say that the everyday unnamed people asked Ezra to do this. They asked for and insisted that they must hear and understand the Scriptures too. God grant it always. And then they wept when they came to the realization of what they had been missing. That it took a great captivity in Babylon, and it took orders from a Persian pagan king for them to rediscover their own Scriptures, the Law of Moses. The Lutheran Reformation was also a staggering moment for the Christian church to come to grips with the fact that the plain prophetic and apostolic Scriptures no longer were our source and our norm for our teachings about God. To come to grips with the fact that the church had fumbled very critical matters, not overnight, of course, but gradually and by degree, even to the point that Christ Jesus as the sole mediator and savior of sinners had become overlooked. We still hold fast to this same confession without wavering in serious hope that the church will be willing to come to grips with this in all places. But institutions are usually very slow to admit their mistakes. But Christians must not be. We are those who confess, always. We confess and we agree with God's Word when it is read, even when it convicts us of errors. To double down is to be lost forever, to stay lost. And our apostolic faith is the proclamation that it was necessary for Christ to suffer, to die, and to rise again the third day so that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in His name to all. To observe the Reformation, to observe our confession this day at Augsburg, is to face a past mistake in the church. To open ourselves up to the correction again of the Holy Scriptures, to seek understanding from the Word of God, and then to keep confessing, as the people did, Amen, Amen, and to expect that we will find God's blessing in this. Yet in the case of Nehemiah and Ezra, the character of the day was not only to be weeping, or in their case, not at all. However stark the realization of our past errors and confusion and darkness might be. They said it was time to feast. It was a holy church day indeed. Because the Lord chastens us only so that He may heal. He kills so that He may make alive. He corrects by His Word so that He may bring refreshing by His Word. He calls to repentance to drive us toward the forgiveness of sins that was won by Christ's mediating blood, which was poured out richly for you, which is delivered in His Word and in His sacraments also. The joy of the Lord is the church's strength. And to understand the words that are declared in his scriptures, to believe the promises of God in Christ, and to continue to confess them, believe them, hold them, that is to praise him and to be brought into his great joy again. That's why to feast. Praise God for forefathers in Judah and in Germany, whether they were named or not. Praise God for his prophetic and apostolic scriptures, his word, which is clear enough to break through even our darkness when at last it is heard again. And praise God for Christ Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, who cleanses us from sin and who declares us to be righteous and holy to the Lord for his sake alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Kansas District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend Ted and Rebecca Cray, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.